Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. 855-993-7569. I am here to answer any of your questions about anything that comes up in your life, in your head, in your kitchen. You know, listen, I'm an equal room opportunity, whatever, psychologist. Okay, 855-993-7569. So I was trying to decide what to do about this. I had told Trevor that I was doing this this thing, which is, I suppose, for lack of a better term, it's a very 80s term, but kind of a happening, because it's not really theater. It's kind of dinner theater, but dinner theater around here is really different than I think dinner theater in most parts of the world. Although I haven't been to a whole lot of dinner theater. I think I was at dinner theater a bunch of years ago, like in Florida or something. I was on I think a speaking engagement. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but where you went and had dinner and then they did kind of a, maybe like a Broadway theater thing. I don't remember it very well. This had nothing to do with it. It's in the Paramount Hotel. It's called Queen of the Night. And I tell you, because it may come to a place near you, although the venue itself, Trevor, I had sort of told Trevor I was going to do it, and so I sent him the invitation. He thought it sounded pretty cool, so he said, well, how did it go? And I said, all right, I'll tell you on the air. So let me tell you the phone number first. So if psychologist of the night or the day is really what you prefer, 855-993-7569. So it's in, you go down into this, the bowels of this, I guess, a very old hotel. It's a beautiful, beautiful room. The only unpleasant part of the entire thing is they said to be there, because I'm press, at 7:15. So I got there at 7:15, and they made me wait in line, I know, what a princess, till almost 7:45, number one. Number two, they let in huge groups of people beforehand, and the doorman was one of those people that, you know, nobody ever picked for Red Rover in second grade, and so he was taking it out on everybody, and he was just nasty, to the extent that I said something to the people. I said, you know, you really, and I thought there was going to be a riot, because it wasn't just me. There were some people that he let in, and some people that he didn't, without any explanation, and people, that makes people really unhappy. So, and which is a very stupid way of dealing with people before they're supposed to have this wonderful experience. So, anyway, but he's done. Will should have gotten his badge number. He wasn't wearing a badge. He was very well dressed and very unpleasant, and yelling at people, including me. All right, so you go down and you descend, and they give you this little present from the queen, and mine looks like a silver spoon, and I guess that's the point, although I suppose one could look at it as a spoon that was used for something else, but I prefer to use it as, so see it as a silver spoon. And apparently, I went to the website this morning to find out about how they do it, and the idea is that it's this kind of dark space with these kind of weird, like they had one, it looks like cobwebbies, and it's supposed to be really decadent looking, but it is so smart. They like have stacked wine glasses, and they've obviously put some fake dust on them. And when you get into the venue itself, it's all lit by neon. It's very dark. It's very lit by neon, to the extent that a couple of people were having trouble on the stairs. You go down, I think, 3 or 4 flights of stairs. And then there's this gorgeous bar, and in the place where you check in, you have to wait, because depending on which level you are, they take you to different places. And so they have you wait there, and behind this plexiglass screen is a woman, essentially, that is, if not naked, at least pretty darn close, with a veil on and writing on the plexiglass. It's a very bizarre kind of thing. But the people, I was trying to figure out this morning how many people were involved with it. And I counted up just the performers, maybe 30 people. And then there's the bar staff, the wait staff. So I would guess that there are at least 40 people involved in this. And it's not only that there are 40 people involved, it's that everybody is
gorgeous.
I mean, and the costumes are very weird. They're mostly black and white, and they're sort of, they come off and on, and their wigs that come off and on, and the queen is in this mermaid thing with the crown, and she stands, and people are brought to her. I mean, it's this very strange experience, and they tell people that you're supposed to come dressed to please the queen. So there was this one guy in tails, and with a curly mustache and a top hat, and his date had this beautiful flower dress on, and there were other people who looked like flappers. So it was really, it was kind of a combination of almost like Halloween and a happening and a theatrical experience. And I don't know, I talked a couple of years ago when Sleep No More opened, which is kind of this interactive thing where small groups of people wander through, and it's a reenactment of Macbeth. But instead of being on the stage, the actors move from level to level, and the audience, which is, no one talks, we're all in masks, so you can't see anybody. So these kind of weird experiences. Somebody obviously read the psychological study that said that people remember experiences more than gifts. It is not an inexpensive thing. The people are uniformly gorgeous, uniformly talented. Even the master of ceremonies does acrobatics. So it's a common, it's got Cirque du Soleil stuff in it, people hanging from chandeliers and doing all these fancy juggling tricks and jumping through hoops. And then it's got this kind of decadent queen and a pretender to the throne and a love story that's involved with a triangle and men and women kind of hugging and kissing. And I mean, it's just, it's a little hard to explain. And if you're thinking, oh my goodness, it's sounds awful, then don't go to this. But if you're thinking, wow, that sounds like a really unusual experience, and people are chosen from the audience, and nothing awful happens to anybody from the audience, and the audience is all moving around, and on this huge stage, they have a stage with like that, a runway that comes out very far, and they have these stacked chairs that are stacked very artistically, and it turns out that one group of people are going to be sitting in tables and chairs that don't exist yet. So, and at the end, I mean, everything is done so beautifully. When they get the chairs down, they actually pass them along like a Chinese fire drill. But it's all done in terms of music, and I mean, it's an extraordinary experience. It's very sexy. It's very smart. It's, as I said, it's not inexpensive. And there were some people that were completely liquored up. I mean, just completely. And I suspect there were a couple of people there who were not with necessarily their spouses. And the part of the difference in terms of the cost is whether or not there's an open bar. But there's wine on everybody's table, and it's a dinner. And the dinner is set up beautifully as well. I mean, everything is just done very, very well in a way that you would never think about. And so at our table, they brought this. And the food comes out mostly after most of the acrobatics and stuff is done, the kind of performance stuff, which goes on the entire evening. It goes on from the moment you walk in to the moment you walk out. But the bulk of it, because usually you eat first and then there's a performance, or there's a performance you're eating during the performance. This was mostly the performance. And then the way they bring the food out is gorgeous as well. And some people had, you know, a huge hunk of lamb, and our table had a skewer, this beautiful skewer with chicken on it. And nobody knew what to do with it, but I went to medical school, so I ended up carving up the chicken for everybody. You have to get it off the skewer first, which apparently most people had not figured out. And the food itself was really good, like they had a kale salad. And the dessert, I'm not going to tell you what the dessert is in case you go, but you can imagine if I loved it what it must be. But how it was served, I figured out a whole new way of serving dessert, a whole new way. So Queen of the Night, if you're going to be in, I don't know if it travels or not, it could, and just pick different venues, but this venue was particularly gorgeous because it has to have high ceilings, because they do the Cirque du Soleil kind of acrobatic stuff and the sheets and whatever. But gorgeous people, sexy bodies, interaction with the audience, good food, an experience. I mean, I think it's going to be really popular with like bridal parties and stag parties and things like that. And it's, I mean, it's just really an extraordinary experience. You can, and so, you know, I've already got Trevor sort of champing at the bit, right? Drooling about it a little bit.
Sounds like a blast.
Well, it is. I mean, it's really fun. Oh, and there's dancing. That you get to dance either with the staff or with your date or anybody else, I guess, that you want. 855 All right, call and tell me about what's going on in your nights. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I need to remind you guys that that this is the day that we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So if you are particularly interested in getting in touch with me, it just means that the last segment of the program is devoted to that. So give a holler before the end of the program. Some good news. Well, let me tell you the day in history, first of all. It's Endangered Species Day, which I guess means that's all of us. It's Conscientious Objector Day. That's going to raise some people's hackles. It's Day of Families. Wow, I wonder. Oh, it's the Ides. That's what it is. Maybe, you know, the 15th of the month. It's National Bike to Work Day. And in honor of Trevor, it is National Pizza Party Day. You go, guy. I mean, that's a reward for your chicken dance from yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. So what's your favorite kind of pizza?
I am a huge fan of Hawaiian.
Hawaiian, the ham and pineapple, huh?
That's right. I love pineapple on pizza. It really is unexpected.
Well, you know, one of the things, I am not a huge pizza fan, to be quite honest. I'm not a ham fan particularly. And I do like pineapple. And, of course, pineapple cooked just caramelizes a little bit, so not bad. But I'm more and more of a fan of fruit in salad. With things, like last night was a kale salad, which was wonderful. Kale is the new black, I guess. It's everywhere. But they had tomatoes and radishes and strawberries in it.
Ooh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, it actually is very tasty. And as I mentioned during my food stamp challenge, I bought a mango, which is not one of my favorite fruits. But it was cheap. that was a major factor. So I had put some mango in because I had some cheese and some hard-boiled egg. And what else did I have in there? I don't remember. But I put some mango in it. And it's really, fruit really does add some lovely stuff to in things, even with like turkey or chicken or something like that. It really does work. So I'm a huge fan of that. And strawberries are about to be in season, so that's great. All right, here's one of those days in history that if you don't get a giggle out of it, then you're not paying attention. All right, in 495 B.C., right, that's 2,500 years ago, 2,510, a newly constructed temple in honor of the god Mercury was dedicated in ancient Rome on the Circus Maximus between the Aventine and Palatine Hills. Despite the Senate and the councils, the people awarded the dedication to a senior military officer, Marcus Latorius. Now, the only reason why I might give some credibility to the fact that they actually would know what day, you know, 2,500 years ago, this actually happened, is that it's an Ide. Right? I already figured that out. There's the Ides of, I think, there are 4 months of the year that have, obviously, every month has a 15th on it. But I think there are 4 months, and I think it's Beware the Ides, which is the Ides of March. I think May is one of them. I think November, I can't remember what, there are only four of them a year, but this very well may be one of them. So that's the only reason I give any credibility to saying this is the day something happened 2,500 years ago. But luckily, the fourth be with you. All right, in 1252, Pope Innocent IV issued the papal bull Ad Extirpando, which authorizes but also limits the torture of heretics in the medieval Inquisition. Oh, good. 1776, the Virginia Convention instructs its Continental Congress delegation to propose a resolution of independence from Great Britain, paving the way for the United States Declaration of Independence. So there you go. You go Virginia. Virginia is a major in the early part of the United States, right? Most of the presidents came from Virginia. I think Virginia is still the home of more presidents than any place else. That may even be on their license plate. The Royal Opera House in Covent Garden opened on this day in 1858. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed a bill into law creating the United States Bureau of Agriculture. There you go. It's now called the Department of Agriculture. Wow, what progress. 1869, with women suffragette in New York City, Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. Anthony Dollar, remember? And Elizabeth Cady Stanton formed the National Woman Suffragette Association. I think, was it in Russia that women had already gotten the right to vote? But not the United States.
Interesting, I did not know that.
Pardon me?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were not very early. We think of ourselves as being very sort of forward-looking, but I think Russia freed the slaves before we did, and has other countries. It's really interesting. I was whining earlier this week about my alma mater and how they were spending my money. And they've actually taken it seriously. I've gotten a couple of phone calls, and they said, well, do you want to do a research project or do you want to do an internship? And I said, well, give me an example of an internship. And they said, well, we send people to Peru. And I said, do you know what? This country is 24th or 25th in infant mortality. They're something like 18th in terms of test scores. Why don't we do some stuff in the United States with my money? It's not that I am not an internationalist and don't understand that we live on the planet together and that we should be sending troops or we should be sending aids to Nepal. But when we're talking about my money and research, there's a lot we can do in this country to make this country the country we want it to be. Speaking of which, in 1940, McDonald's opened their first restaurant in San Bernardino, California. 1942, the WACS, the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, was signed into law. This is a big date. The Soviet Union launched Sputnik 3 in 1958 on this date and Sputnik 4 on the same day 2 years later. So it's a big deal, apparently. We know that May Day is. I didn't know that May 15th was. And in 2008... California became the second U.S. state after Massachusetts in 2004 to legalize same-sex marriage after the state's own Supreme Court ruled a previous ban unconstitutional. So it's a pretty big deal date. Who knew? Did you know all that? Well, I guess
not.
You did, because, well, you sort of
put
this up for me.
Right.
Yeah, truly, truly. All right, 855-993-7569. You know, I was talking with somebody who was in Midtown yesterday afternoon, and this Amtrak story isn't going to go away anytime soon, that people are reporting that they saw the train accelerate, and apparently there are huge long lines at Penn Station now because the track problem at this moment, because it derailed, is that huge numbers of people who live... It didn't even occur to me who are going to Toronto, going to Philadelphia, going to all sorts of places, can't get there. So this is one of those. There is a good news story of a father and son who were shopping near the crash, helped pull about 20 people from the train. It's amazing how well people, you know, I think people in general, but Americans in particular, really rise to the challenge of sort of unthinking heroism. When I say unthinking, I'm in no way being... pejorative of just saying not worrying about the risks, just sort of doing what needs to be done, whether it's pulling people off the train tracks or getting people hauling people out of the water or all sorts of things. So good on us for being nice human beings. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, 855-993-7569. Yesterday, as many of you are aware, I ended up spending a lot of time talking with a woman who'd been depressed, and we talked about depression. And bless your little pee-pick and hearts, when I had about literally, I think, a minute and a half to go, Susan called and wanted to talk with me about depression and her experience with it. And so we talked for a little bit, and then I asked her to call back. So, Susie? 855-993-7569. Okay, Susan, you were telling me that you've been on antidepressants for 25 years?
Well, actually, I didn't start the antidepressants until 2006.
Okay, well, that's 9 years.
That's when I was officially diagnosed with the depression and anxiety.
Okay, who put you on the medication?
I went to a therapist because I was having my issues, and I checked myself in a hospital, and from that point on, I was taking the medications. I've taken all kinds of medications.
Okay.
They never work.
All right, well, let me stop you for just a second. How old are you?
Now, how old am I?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm 61 years old.
Okay. Are you taking any other kinds of medication? Were at the time that you were on the antidepressants, were you taking any other kind of medication?
No. That was the first bout with fake medications.
You weren't taking, you weren't on blood pressure medication or heart medication?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. All right. And, so how long were you, seeing a therapist at the same time you were on the medication?
Yes, I was.
And you weren't getting any relief? You weren't getting any, you weren't feeling any better?
The antidepressants never worked. I tried all kinds. And I'm thinking, well, this isn't working, so I would stop taking it. And then I realized that maybe it's my environment. So I stopped taking them. I was still taking the Xanax because I needed the Xanax. And I'm thinking, because I was raised and lived with a dysfunctional group of people, my family. Okay? So they kept saying, well, the antidepressants help your mental state, your balanced out whatever's going on with you.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just my situation.
Well, it could be a combination of both.
Pardon me?
I said it could be a combination of both. Well, what's your situation today? Are you on any are you on antidepressants today?
You know what? I'm on Xanax today as needed.
Right, so you're on anxiety medication. Okay.
I mean,
so you're on anti-anxiety medication.
Yes.
Okay. So are you feeling better?
You know, I'm feeling better. But my thing is, it wasn't the mental thing going on in my brain imbalance. It was my environment, because my environment remains the same. My family situation.
Well, so what's your question to me today? Is there a question?
There was no question. I'm just making a comment because maybe somebody out there is dealing with, you know, the same thing I was dealing with.
Let me help you with this a little bit. First of all, that's the point when we talk about medication and therapy and the treatment together, because you're certainly right that your situation, if you're, for example, in a bad marriage or you hate your job, that may or may not lead to depression, but it can over time. So if you're taking antidepressants, you may not be depressed, but you still may not be very happy about your marriage or your job. And I suppose the point of the therapy and the medication is the medication may help you to think more clearly, to evaluate more carefully, and the therapy can help you understand that the reason you're still unhappy, you may not be depressed, but you're still unhappy, is because you're in a situation that's going to make you unhappy. So you need to change your situation, or you need to change your response to it. And sometimes the medication can help you change your response because you're feeling a little more stable biochemically. And sometimes, as you say, you need to get out of the marriage, or you need to get out of the job, or you need to work out a different relationship with your folks. So I don't disagree with that, but that's the whole point. And in some ways, your example is exactly the point of the combination of therapy and medication and exercise, because exercise makes you feel like you can do something. You literally can move away from something if you have to. So I think your point's well taken.
Okay.
Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, I mean, you hear that the people and citizens aren't alone in sort of getting a confused version of, number one, the difference between depression and sadness, which we went into great detail yesterday. So you can, if you have a question about it, you can call me up and ask me. But if not, just check out the podcast from yesterday. Basically, quickly, that depression is you feel that you are the problem. Sadness is you have a problem. And so one is obviously much more solvable than the other, right? That if you feel you have a problem, you figure out, all right, how to make this problem go away. If you feel that you are the problem, I mean, you don't want to make yourself go away, which is obviously one of the components of depression, of suicidal thought. All right, so that's number one, of differentiating between those two. Number two, who gives you the antidepressant? Because somebody who's knowledgeable about depression, and there are different kinds of depression. You know about bipolarity. You know about seasonal affective disorder. You know about episodic depression, which there really is, which is not sadness. So the understanding the trigger, understanding the history, understanding how medication works is really important. And you don't want your general practitioner putting you on a psychotropic medication. Third of all, the different medications are going to work on different people, that there are a broad spectrum of antibiotics, and some of them work on some people, some work on others, some work on lower dosages, combined have fewer side effects and more efficaciousness. Efficacy, I think, is probably the word I wanted. Okay, English is not my first tongue. Of course it is. All right, so that's number whatever we are on four. Number five, that you want that, you want to bring the full spectrum of knowledge to your problem. You want as many people who are smart about what's going on with you as possible involved, because you're going to get the best possible outcome. So the idea of psychology or some kind of talk therapy, medication, and exercise, again, that notion that we can kind of move ourselves around. And I mean, you know yourself, you don't have to listen to me about it, that the more lethargic you are, the more lethargic you become. And when you sort of get yourself up, whether it's to take a walk or to clean your house or to go to the grocery store, to walk the dog or to go to the gym, the more you accomplish, the better you feel, the more you feel in charge of your own life and body and destiny. So you can see why there is a sensibleness to all of this, as opposed to just people flapping their gums. All right, so, and that there are situations that we need perhaps to come to some resolution, but the resolution may be, I've done the most I can with the situation, it's not viable for me anymore. That's different than running away from it, because it's dealing with it, finding some degree of comfort. I mean, the point is, if you're in hell, you don't want to stop. And you know, the problem is that the longer you allow yourself to stay in a bad situation, the more difficult it is, believe it or not, to escape it. And the best example of that, the two examples, are recidivism and prison. I mean, I think most of us can't think of anything worse than being locked in a cage for any length of time. I know that may be my little claustrophobia coming out, but I think for most of us, it's just an anathema. And yet we know that a huge number of people, just before they're about to be let out, or as quickly as they're let out, committed a crime to go back. The other is the concentration camp example, where people in a concentration camp, and it's hard to imagine anything worse than that, were loath to leave once they were liberated, because if you feel lousy enough about yourself and human beings and your ability to function, the less likely you are to embrace something new, which is unknown. Even if you think things can't get any worse, there's a part, if you've gone through enough pain, that you think, yes, they can. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm live and with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com.
Two little little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-228-6540. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-228-6540. That's 1-800-228-6540. Again, 1-800-228-6540.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, not a bad idea. 855-99-37569. Trevor said we got a bunch of very cool emails, so let's knock off one right here. What would you think? Good plan.
Sounds good to me.
Alrighty.
Let's hear from Jessica, who says, who writes, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I am emailing because I work when your show is on the radio, but I download the podcasts and listen to them. I have a question, and I feel a little embarrassed having to ask. I'm 27 years old, very happily married, but I don't seem to have a lot of friends. I have two
very close..." You know what? I got to tell you. Yes. Yeah, so this is one of my great fears, that Manny read that email yesterday.
Oh, shoot.
All yeah.
Right, let's get rid of that.
Day before yesterday, yeah.
All right.
I thought I remembered Jessica. Okay.
Do you remember a peg?
I don't think so. All you guys, right. Once you've read the email, you need to get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear from Peg. Peg writes, I'm a 53-year-old female living with my partner of 5.5 years, living together for 2 years. I'm never married. He has been divorced for 17 years, both working full-time. We are struggling with our libidos being out of sync. He watches pornography for at least an hour a day. That then turns him on, and you can guess what happens next. I feel like I can't compete with the ladies on screen. Face it, I'm not 21, blonde, 38, 24, 34. Instead, I'm a 53 brunette and full of extra skin from my gastric bypass 12 years ago. It's sort of a vicious cycle. He watches. I resent him when watching. He watches because I'm not in the mood. I am in the throes of menopause, hot flashes, mood swings, and sleepless nights. I also do all the cooking, cleaning, laundry, and grocery shopping. His 31-year-old son lives with us and has expectations that I will provide for him just as I do dad, read cooking, cleaning, laundry, etc. But it gets to be too much week in and out. Ideas?
Oh, yeah. All right, let's start at the, the back and work forward. I mean, one of the questions, this is one of the issues about emails as opposed to phone calls, because I can't get the information. You mentioned that you live together. I don't know whose house you live in and who pays the expenses. So let me look through the possible scenarios, because I don't want to make the assumption one way or the other. If he's paying the bills and you're living in his house, then I think asking you to kind of do some sweat equity or kitchen equity is not unfair. To say, look, I'm providing room and I'm providing the food and the housing and the vacations, and so asking you to provide to cook the food and clean the house may not be an unfair kind of compromise, because you're doing a division of labor. If you're working as well, if you're contributing financially, let's say, according to whatever sort of formula the two have, you have, or it's your house, then you're a fool, honey, because this makes no sense. So it makes a difference about who's paying for what. Because if he's providing the capital and you're providing some services, that's not an unfair, and it has nothing to do with who's male and who's female. It has to do with who's doing what. I would say the same thing if it was your house and you were making the money and he was living there, saying, well, that he needs to be providing some services, whether it's cooking and cleaning or whether it's whatever it is. Okay, so that's number one. I don't know what the arrangement, the financial arrangement the two of you have, because that's going to impact what you should do, number one. Number two, the issue about kids from leftover relationships, always a little tricky. I want to know why the 30-year-old was living there, how often, you know, is he living there full-time, what does he contribute? So that's kind of, and getting between people and their kids is always a bad idea, because that, you know, they have obligations, and especially, you said he's been, I think, divorced 17 years, so if he's got a 30-year-old son, he was divorced when his kid was 13, which is going to be guilt city. So that's one you're either going to have to call me on or something, because, I just don't have enough information. You can see where I don't have a lot of information. Okay, sex life. Women hate pornography. Men view it as it's no big deal. Women, one of the reasons women hate it is exactly what you're talking about, is I can't compete with that. And what men will say is that they don't compare. Now, whether that's true or not, never having been in a male's head, I don't know. But I think what they do is view that as kind of not necessarily a deficiency on your part, but a deficiency on their part, that it takes them more to get turned on. I don't know what you want in terms of a sex life. If you're not interested in sex at all, then I think being cranky about pornography doesn't make any sense, because that it's filling a gap that you're not willing to fill. So, that seems to me not an unfair thing to do. That it may hurt your pride a little bit, but if you're not interested in sex and that he's willing to, you know, take care of it for himself via pornography, presumably he could do it at a time that is a little more private, so it doesn't feel quite so insulting to you. If, on the other hand, you're perfectly willing to have sex with him, then, because you mentioned your libidos were kind of out of sync with one another, which implies that you actually have a libido here, then I think the deal I would make with him is I'll take responsibility for having sex once a week or whatever, and you take it for having sex once a week, but I would really like for you to go for the next month without using pornography at all, because I'm going to be much more willing to be sexual with you if I don't feel that you're using pornography to kind of get your engine running. And if you're willing to take more responsibility for sex life, that may be a deal he's perfectly willing to go along with. I have no idea how often he wants to have sex. I have no idea how often or if you want to have sex. So these are, you know, I mean, you can hear that these are all perfectly legitimate, important issues, but I don't really have exactly the information I need to be able to give you satisfactory answers. So I need to know, in order, what the financial arrangement is, how often his kid is there, how often you're interested in having sex, how often he's interested in having sex. And I suppose if you're listening to this on podcast, that you can send me another email filling in some of these blanks, because it's going to be much easier for me to be able to help you knowing what's going on. Because quite often, if you talk to a man, they say, well, you know, I don't want to impose myself on her, so, you know, and I'm sexual, so pornography is just the way that I take care of that. I think women in general feel that it's an insult to them. But the point is, if it's an insult, then what are you willing to do about taking some initiative sexually in the relationship? If the answer is none, then I think you have to decide that pornography, that maybe he could do a little more quietly or at times where you're not around, not to be sneaky, but just so it's not literally in your face. So I need more information than I got from you. All righty? So, folks, look, when you're sending me an email, and I do appreciate you sending me emails, but you need to make sure that I have, I mean, presumably you've listened to the program enough to know kind of what I need. So, and I'm not really encouraging you to write War and Peace. But I suppose it's a Freudian slip, isn't it? But I do need more information than I'm able to get sometimes from the email. So, okay. And understand that, sort of explain to him how it makes you feel. I'm just saying, you know, it hurts my feelings that you don't seem to feel that I'm attractive, as opposed to just being angry with him or saying, I can't believe you're doing that. Tell him how you feel, okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's been July with this bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.